That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ralph Sutton, the SDR Show. This week, me, Big J Okerson, Shannon, who are we welcoming?
Beautiful porn adult content creator, Hime Marie, and comedian who does super fun cosplay, silly stuff on her Instagram, Josie Marcelino.
Yeah, and we play a game called Is It Real Sex or AI Sex? And we don't all nail it, I'll tell you that much. It's all coming up this week. And I'll tell you what, if you are a fan of any of those people, you can go to gasdigital.com, use the code SDR. You would have seen the show 5 days earlier and commercial-free and every episode we've ever done since the dawn of the show about 10 years ago, which is so hard to believe. But here it is right now, the Is It Real or Is It AI Porn with Hime Marie and Josie Marcelino on the SDR Show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone walk the hole. It's weed, I'm beat. It's hookers and blow. It's art, it's far. You need to know. The SDR Show. Let's go.
It makes me so happy.
Low volume? High volume?
It makes me so happy.
Hey.
It's the SDR Show. But before we even get started, Jay, after, was it 2 months of bitching?
2 months.
Maybe 3 months?
I'm pretty sure from the time the studio was built, these headphone jacks did not work.
Yeah.
It's working really good.
I came in 2 days ago, very early in the morning with them, and we got it all fixed.
Can everybody hear out of both ears?
Yes, it's a little loud
get very
for
close.
Me.
Get very close.
Oh, you can lower the volume. Lower the volume.
Is it this now?
Yeah. Yeah.
To,
you said whatever you like.
Yeah. How about that?
I'm proud of you.
And look, there's nothing. No screw up.
Wow.
You installed these yourself?
No. So this table has been
You know he's Jewish. You brought matzah.
Yeah, the last good carpenter was Jesus. We know what happened to him.
No, the last good one was just some Italian dude.
It is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. I am Ralph Sutton. Big J Okerson right across from me. Nice when we're in studio together. It doesn't happen often.
Yeah, it happens pretty much every Wednesday.
Pretty much every, which by the way, before we introduce our guests, the amount of people that say online, I guess Jay doesn't do the show anymore. Because you don't do the Saturday show 90% of the time. You did like when it's someone you really care about, or someone when you have...
Is that true? If
also,
I'm available.
And when you're available. That's the more important one, right? But 99% of the Wednesdays, you're here.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, so there we go.
So fuck those people.
Fuck those people. To my right, she was so happy that I said her name correctly, because it is a tricky name. We'll get into it. Her name is Hime Marie. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
What's that name?
Yeah, let's get right into that. Before, also, by the way, a friend of yours, a comedian, I've seen her on Instagram, and I realized I don't follow her back, so I have to fix that. I apologize. It is Josie Marcelino. Thank you so much
for coming in.
That's
the second person since I stepped in the building that says they don't follow me on Instagram.
Oh, I don't. Here's the thing, is that I don't ever...
It's a funny follow.
My Instagram is very one way. I don't ever really... Just trying to get laid is really all I do Instagram for. But I appreciate you bringing in the Passover matzah.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Her comedy's great, but the Instagram follow is a goodie because she does wacky cosplay.
I watched, by the way, get the mic super close
and
to
I'd
your
say
mouth.
It's about, it's genuine cosplay because it's 78% not sexy.
I watched, I don't know what the character was, but the giant
great
yellow
costumes.
Outfit. What was the giant yellow? You were in a park? The big yellow
there's
outfit.
So many. There's been a lot of yellow
it's
outfits.
It's pretty recent.
It was all taken out. Like, all of those are taken in front of my parents' now old house. They just moved. But, yeah, so it's just, they're all in that driveway.
Should I know who the character is and I'm just an old idiot and doesn't know?
I don't have my phone on me. It's charging, so I don't
there
know.
There we go. Hold on. No, scroll down a little further.
Yeah, I need to see this.
It was further down. It is pretty wild. No, it was something else. Maybe I'm dreaming. Maybe I went down.
No, there's been a lot of big yellow ones.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I remember just most of them, I was thinking, am I supposed to know who these people are?
Well, it's mostly
Jimmy Neutron,
like stuff from the 90s and early 2000s, because that's like what I grew up
who's
with.
Who's the lemon Abraham face? Lincoln.
That's Bellsprout. He's a Pokemon.
Okay.
He's just like a weird plant. He looks exactly like that, just less tits. Yeah.
That's really wild.
And a way bigger dick.
That's pretty cool. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Go back. Can I see the comparison? Oh, you got the leaves. All right, I like it. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, she makes them all herself. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I make everything from scratch.
But I mean, they're batshit costumes.
You make everything a little sexier, too.
Yeah, I think it's funny to really take something that's just objectively like not attractive. And
oh, there's Marge Simpson. That's good.
Yeah, I did undersell Marge. The sexy ones, though.
That's great.
Thank you.
Question before we get into anything else, from start to finish, concept to making the costume and having it fit, how long does that take?
Depends on the costume, but all of those that you see, I do 31 for the one a day for the entire month of Halloween. October,
so
as some people call it.
You're making one a day.
So I don't like make them in real time, but it's pretty much like I always push it off. So
that's
it's like
some dedication.
Yeah, it's like the last 2 to 3 weeks in September.
You gotta start ahead
mind.
Of time.
It's impressive talent. It's batshit behavior.
It is totally batshit.
Also, I imagine it's all self-funded.
Yeah, I'm doing this for no one. I lose so much money on that shit every year. It's ridiculous.
Welcome to Gas Digital.
Yeah.
But it is I will say also, as I bust her balls, she has a good, it's a really wholesome reason for why she likes doing it, despite her ass cheeks and tits out in a lot of the pictures. Okay. Isn't it like, remind me, it was a Comic-Con, someone like a dad took you to Comic-Con or something?
Yeah, my dad, I was like into anime as a kid, and my dad didn't get it at all, but he was like, I'm gonna bond with this kid if it kills me, and he took me to like anime conventions and stuff, and then I saw people wearing the costumes, and you can't get that at Spirit Halloween.
As a father of a daughter, that's pretty, it's how much, it's like nice. My daughter's coming over to watch the Sixers game tomorrow because she gives a shit. I love that.
Right.
So that's a great story.
Yeah. Did your father, is he still alive?
Yeah.
Is he ever get into anime?
No, he hates it so much.
No, he thinks she's a fucking lunatic. He goes, and we bonded over that. We haven't talked in 18 years.
No, I've had a couple, like I do TikToks with him as well, and he's been in a few of them, and everyone
that's crazy, viral.
People love my fucking dad. He's great.
Is there one costume that took the longest, like the most effort for a costume?
It's like 2 or 3 years ago now, but there's a SpongeBob episode in the early 2000s where he gets these inflatable arms, and they're like huge. And so I made like 5 foot long styrofoam arms because I had to make them look huge on me. So they're as tall as me and they're made out of foam, and it ripped the muscle in my shoulder. It was nuts. It was so stupid. And that one took a while. And I also had to paint my whole body yellow. So.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That one.
That's crazy.
Yeah. They're in my basement.
One last question on this.
I guess
you spent all the time on the arms and not so much on the muscle clothes.
Yeah, yes. You're not even in any sort of square panty outfit.
I'm not.
SpongeBob
well, he's
square
on the
panties?
Beach. He's on the. It's like a beach lifting
SpongeBob,
contest.
SpongeBob big tits? That's what that is?
I'm trying to remember which episode that was.
Yeah, it's called Muscle Bob Buff Pants.
Okay. It's pretty great. Last question on it. I do find it fascinating.
Yeah.
Did you figure this craft out along the way, or was doing the actual craft of it always a passion? Like you already were sewing shit. And now we're just going to put it into anime.
I got sewing lessons when I was 12, and I'm from like a real redneck small town. So there was like one old lady.
Sewing lessons? I would have thought you were in the Holocaust or something.
Yeah, might as well have been.
Well, thanks for the mazel.
Yeah. No, the lady was like 100 years old, and she was like a bridal seamstress. And she's like, I don't get what you're trying to do, but if I can teach you to make a wedding dress, you can make anything. And so that's what she did.
And do you make your own clothes?
You went to Juilliard.
I can't. Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes
I'll whip
things up.
That's fucking cool as shit.
If they put you in piano classes, you would have went to Juilliard.
Yeah. I did take piano classes.
Jay,
and sewing classes?
Yeah.
If you and I right now were given the task, we both have to sew a shirt.
I don't know where to start.
I wouldn't know where to start either.
I could thread the needle, but then I don't know what to do with the thread when it's through the needle.
I don't even know how to
tie it after that.
Do you know how to do any of that, Hime?
Nope. I don't. the closest thing was like sewing ballet shoes when I was a little younger, but yeah, I wouldn't know the first thing about sewing a shirt. So
ballet shoes is tough, though. That's impressive.
It's very tough.
I don't think I've ever sewed a button.
I bought sewing needles only for home surgeries I've done to myself.
Oh, that you by the way.
I'm like, you know what? I haven't have to break this thing myself.
That segues very nicely, Jay.
Ew.
Fucked myself up really bad this weekend.
Oh, God.
What happened?
I was cooking.
Dude, did you try to finger your pussy-shaped garbage disposal again?
Finger my asshole from the wrong direction. I was making an elaborate meal for myself, as you know I love to do, and I wasn't paying attention. And Shannon, show the picture, because I almost lost the tip of my finger.
Oh, my God, like Tony Iommi.
Yeah, it was awful. And
That's horrible. What happened?
I was bleeding everywhere.
What happened?
I was cooking, and I sliced right through the tip of my finger.
God damn, what were you cutting?
I was cutting a steak.
Gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever you said was going to be gay. That must have been a tough-ass steak.
Yeah, and it was just, there was blood everywhere. I had to get 3 or 4 stitches.
Did you faint?
No, I did not. I actually handled it so well. I handled it so well. Oh, my.
Blood. I'm going out.
And then I was thinking, by the way,
And then your life alert went off?
Yeah, that's the thing. I live alone. If I passed out.
Uh-huh.
Who's fucking finding out? They're going to find dead me, you know?
From a finger
cut? Not from that. I'm thinking in general.
Oh, no. You're going to die alone. We're both destined for that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I'm in hotels.
You're in a hotel. You're going to die alone.
I'm going down.
I'm going to be home and die alone. It was a little scary that I fucking realized that. Like, oh, I need to go to the fucking hospital right now.
That's why I keep trying to lose weight, because eventually someone's going to have to ship my body. I want to be able to buy a suit at a reasonable price.
If I ever need a hospital, I had to tell my family this. You have to ask for an extra large gurney because they're normally only up to 6'3".
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't fit me. So they said, you need to make sure they know ahead of time.
I love seeing giving you fucking chest compressions while your legs are hanging off the edge of the thing. Your knees keep popping up.
It's going to be fucking horrible.
Are you super tall? How tall are you?
Like almost 6'6", 6'5", and change.
Dude, Jesus. I'm going to say the nicest stuff at your funeral, though.
That you would be. I think you would.
Oh, dude, I'm going to kill it.
You're going to have to get an extra large casket.
Yeah, that too.
Damn.
I'm going to also know.
Can we just cremate you? Why do you want to be buried?
No, I don't want to be buried. I don't fucking care. I don't give a shit. Fuck my body all you want.
I'll sprinkle your ashes over Eastern
Europe.
That'll
be a fun SDR show that week.
I think you have to say the episode Shannon gets to fuck my body. You want to do that, Shannon?
No, I want to get your ashes and we're going to sprinkle you over Eastern Europe, dude. And maybe some of those ashes will hit some of your bastard children you've left in those fucking crazy foreigners you've imported the fuck.
That's a good idea.
Wow.
That's a good idea.
That was a mouthful.
Yeah,
right,
that's very possible.
And yet every word succinct.
Import a lot of women?
I have said my jam is Eastern European women.
Okay.
Okay.
Like
and
Kazakhstan or like Serbia or where are we?
Doesn't matter. I'm down with anything Eastern Europe. Here's the thing. Jay doesn't believe this, whatever. If I'm on a dating app or whatever and I swipe right, it just ends up being almost exclusively Eastern European women. It just is. And I can't help it. That's what my body, it's what my mind likes.
That's your algorithm.
That's my algorithm. I can't help it. What do you want me to tell you?
It's because they're made happy by so little.
By so little.
Indoor peeing?
And I have so little. So I give them the littlest thing and they're thrilled.
I don't have to kill for bread.
It makes me look like a rock star.
Yeah, you're like, oh yeah, baby, all kinds of bread. Yeah.
Anything.
What do you want, a rye toast, a sourdough?
Anything from the dollar menu. Whatever you want.
Spicy buffalo wrap? And don't have to sell child?
Exactly. All of that. All of those things. And then one last thing on my personal note, then we're going to get into our guest also, Tahime. You know that you've had ear problems. We talk about this on the show a lot.
They're terrible right now.
And you sent me to somebody. They weren't right for me.
Work out for me either, it turns out.
Okay, good. So I have someone. I went to go see this person 2 days ago. I have had a throat nose problem for a decade.
Yeah, damn, you are Jewish.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
No.
Yeah.
It's from too many raw dog blowjobs in college.
It's an Eastern European herpes. So I saw a guy for the first time. You're going to have to go see this guy. Because he looked at my cat and he goes, I can fix this. No problem.
Girls, sorry if you didn't bring a change of panties. Yeah, so your pussies are getting too wet over.
It's important.
Two Jews sharing ENT doctors.
It's
Ralph,
important.
Anything else? Is the Metamucil making you regular? Are you going every day around the same time?
This is important.
Okay. I'm looking for thick, fluffy logs that float.
That's me right there.
If it's not happening.
That's it right there.
Okay. Is that the good stuff?
I made a surgery appointment. I'm going in September.
Go to him. Stop talking about this in front of these pretty girls.
I don't care.
You fucking psycho.
The man's going to fix my problems after a decade.
I can't wait till the show's over. I'm going to take such a shit.
I think that's great for
Thank you. Thank you, He-Man.
I'm happy for you.
Very
Jay doesn't give a fuck
you.
About me.
What is the problem? Has
it's disgusting. I was telling him, which is very sexy outside.
Okay.
I'll wake up in the middle of the night like this, and I have tons of phlegm in my throat because there's something wrong.
Dude,
for
I'm going to jerk off if you keep talking. Dude, I'm gonna, and,
Did
and
he
then
give
the girls,
this thing a name?
And then the girls are going to sue us.
Yeah.
Because it's inappropriate.
It is.
But I'm not going to be able
and
to
you're
going to
use my phlegm as lubricant.
I'm not going to be able to help myself if you keep going.
It's really awful. But when he said to me, I can fix you, Jay, I almost cried in the fucking office.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Aw.
That's how fucking emotional I got.
I want to see him now.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Fix me, motherfucker.
Yeah, let's see what happens. You know, but September, I'm going to get fucking...
And then we'll go out to a nice brunch to celebrate our
By the way, if you girls don't think
Ladies?
He fixes Jay, that Jay's not going to shut up about it on the show, he will not stop to it. But
oh,
now,
no, I know.
If he fixes
no, I'll do it when there's like dude bands in here or something. We've got some ENT
when
work done.
Comes in, when Dawkins comes
yeah,
in.
Yeah, hey, Tesla, want to talk about my ENT surgery?
And okay, so not to get too personal, but in stalking Hime...
Okay.
Congratulations
it's,
on
it's, it sounds personal
getting engaged this past week. So congratulations!
Thank you.
Just on our Instagram.
Congrats.
Pretty
Thank
cool.
You so much.
That's pretty wild. Is he's also in the business?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Is that tricky to make work?
Not at all.
It must be trickier if the if one of the two is not in the business.
Yes, it's definitely. Well, you hear very mixed things. To be honest, some people in the business still have big issues with jealousy. Believe it or not.
I believe it.
Do you have rules?
Yes, we do have rules, but ultimately, at the end of the day, I want him to make as much money as possible and have fun, and he wants the same for me. And I would hope that when he is having sex with someone else, he is having a great time.
So is it, and feel free to not answer this if you don't want to, but yes.
Give a round.
Is it only for camera? Let's say he wants to have sex with someone. It's like an open marriage or engagement, whatever the fuck, like. Is it just
or whatever the fuck?
Or whatever the fuck. Is it just sex for the for shooting, or can he have sex outside of shooting?
No, he's had some hookups before.
Okay, so that's allowed too,
and that's fine. And he and you know I have the same rules as well.
And it's carte
blanche. Guys, you got to clap extra loud for me. My
what?
Gloves stop my claps from being effective.
Meaning, like it's open. Like, hey, look, I really he doesn't need to call you and say, hey, is it okay if I sleep with blah blah blah? It's just, hey, if you want to do it, I understand, and vice versa.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
AJ, please come over here and clap for me, please.
Yeah.
I can't clap.
Yeah,
I'll clap for me.
And then last question on that, because I do find it fascinating.
Yo, this is like a fucking valedictorian speech. Yeah.
Was that an idea that you both came up with, or did you have to shape what the deal was going to be, or you both were like, no, we both
You think want... they thought of the idea?
No, like, did they? No, meaning, like, did one of them say, no, I want to be... exclusive just
gosh,
on camera is fine.
The other one.
Yeah.
And maybe she was forced into it like a sister wife.
Like I think almost every open relationship in the normal world is one of them is more into it than the other.
Boo. Yeah. I'm giving you the opposite of the class. Boo. AJ, boo for me, please. Boo.
His boos are not
My
coming
boos
through.
Are less effective.
His boos are not coming
on.
Through with their
Boo.
So was that you both were on board?
Yeah, basically. There was definitely some communication about it, about just so there were... There was just a like a mutual understanding between the two of us, and mm-hmm. we figure, you know, we're both in the industry already. It's just it just works out a lot easier that way.
Is there any no-go list? Like you can have sex with anyone, but you can't have sex with blah blah blah.
Shannon, is there any way that every time she answers a question,
just
you can play the beginning
post.
Of "I Want to Rock" with her sister?
Just the opening, "I Want to Rock."
Yeah,
rock.
Yeah. Rock. There's a there's definitely some people I've been like, I don't know about her, but definitely not because of jealousy issues. Mostly because of
she's fat.
No, not because she's fat.
She cunt.
She's
yeah,
a beast.
Because she's a cunt.
She has a penis.
That's why.
Now, what about this one?
She's
you're,
a he.
Your celebrity crush is Adam Driver. Is he on your allowed list?
God, how do you know all this?
You're welcome.
Because it's a weird answer.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. He would, yeah, he would totally
He would encourage
me.
It.
Yeah, he'd be like, go do your thing.
Adam Driver looks like a member of the Partridge Family.
He's really weird looking, but that's I'm kind of attracted to that, like, in a way.
I don't like face moles on my guys.
I forget which Adam Driver is
the really tall one.
Ren.
Kylo Ren.
Yeah, what's his name had a thing for him? It was not John Oliver. Yeah, John Oliver made
He's
a whole
just so
thing.
Hot in a weird way.
He also looks like Lego hair.
He is weird.
I don't know. He was funny on SNL. He did a good SNL.
He did a good SNL. Yeah, very good SNL. He did it twice, I think.
I get that though. The weird look sometimes it's like it's just I don't know, it's unique. You like it?
Yeah.
Fuck him.
He's good looking. He's also, I think he's tall. I think he's very tall.
Yes.
He was also in the military.
He was backstage at the Patrice benefit one year that I did. Yeah. Cool.
Seems like a nice dude.
He's very nice.
Yeah. I don't know why you got a shit on him, Jay.
Very nice. 6'2".
He was following Bill Burr to do, he was following Bill Burr because he's going to play a comic in something. Maybe it didn't happen or maybe it did.
All right, before we go any further, if you are a responsible adult over the age of 21, and while I think most of our audience is over the age of 21, I think far fewer are actually responsible. But if you're living in a state where Delta 8 is legal, and most importantly, if you want to get really fucking high, there's only one place to go, and that is YoDelta.com. You can stock up on vapes and gummies, and it's basically a great way to get legally high in most of the states in these grand United States. So if you're over the age of 21, you really want to get high, you want to stock up on vapes and gummies, and most importantly, you want to save 25%, you go to YoDelta.com, you use the promo code GAS, you get 25% off your entire order, and YoDelta.com is the official Delta 8 sponsor of the entire GAS Digital Network. YoDelta.com, home of Delta 8, that will get you super fucking high. All right, let's get back into it.
And then last thing, your Instagram is Corndog Princess.
Yes.
Why?
All right.
Why
so,
not? Well, not Hot Dog Princess. I get Corndog Princess seems weird.
I think. Well, do you know what corndogging someone is?
Don't answer, Jay. What is it?
Putting a corndog in somebody?
I don't think so.
Wait, let me think. Now
I don't think
that
that's
was
right.
That was the obvious answer. If it's not the answer, let me. Keep
something
going.
With
Hang
the penis,
on.
Obviously. Something with the penis. But what's the corn?
Okay.
It feels like something.
I think
with
I got it.
Don't answer yet.
No, I think I got it. You put the batter on your dick, and then you put it in their pussy, and then the heat from the fucking cooks the batter, pull it out, corn dog, and then she sucks the outside the batter.
And it's got to be a girl.
That was cooked. Thank you, AJ. If you can please clap into my microphone. If you can clap for me, please. My gloves don't work.
It's also got to be a girl that has at least 109 temperature.
At least 109, and it's going to cook very slow. But after 3.5 hours of aggressive fucking in a very hot room, your dick will be wrapped in fried batter. It is the answer.
Don't answer
yes.
yet. Don't answer yet.
The answer is yes. It's already
Josie,
done.
Josie, what do you think it is?
It feels like something with foreskin. Is it like...
Foreskin's a good one.
I don't know. It's. Boo. I don't know what it is, but I know foreskin's
well,
in there.
AJ, boo for me.
The real answer is actually... The real answer is not as cool as those other ones. It's when you knee someone in the ass really hard.
That's it?
Why?
What does that even mean? Is that the real answer?
I think it was pretty literal.
No, but that's not why my Instagram name is Corndog Princess.
You figuratively knee somebody in the ass.
Corndogging
someone. Like real, fuck your mom.
Corndogging someone is when you like knee them in the ass, and I guess you try to like jam your knee up there.
Is it because that's their cornhole?
Oh.
Probably.
Okay.
That's
but what's
why.
The dog part?
Your knee.
Your knee's the stick. That
Maybe.
The, yeah.
You never
I was going to make corn dogs and bring them in just for you because I saw that was your
oh
Instagram and he fucking told me not to. And then I didn't want
to
be the weirdo on the train with six corn dogs.
Why did you tell
her
not to?
Oh, Jay, like, I had a feeling it wasn't like you were going to fuck a corn dog here. It turns out it was kneeing you in the ass.
It's
it had nothing to do with corn dogs.
Josie. I wasn't going to make them so she would fuck them.
Josie, do me a favor. Corn dog Jay
them.
For a second. Could you just give him a good old corn dogging?
No,
just
I got knee just, problems.
You know what? Fuck me. Corn me right now. Corn dog me.
Right at the butt. There you go. Grabbing your friend or enemy.
There you go.
Grabbing their shoulders and ramming your knee right up into their butt.
And why are you the queen of that? You do it to people.
No, but that's not why you have it.
I would love to do it to some guys that are like a bit more submissive.
Ralph's super submissive.
I was corndogged on the show once.
Oh, yeah. Ralph got corndogged by a fucking butt plug.
Look at Shannon. So happy.
It's still my favorite.
Just the thought of it, Shannon. It's fucking happy.
Shannon. Bring it up.
I don't know if you can bring it up too quickly.
One second. This is the best thing ever.
I have to see this now.
You're going to enjoy this.
Now I got corn dog.
You want to see a guy get serious real quick? Go from giggling like a schoolboy to serious in one simple 2 inches of metal up his ass?
Ooh, metal.
Non-consensual. Non-consensual. Consensual?
You said it twice. You had a chance to correct yourself and we could have moved on. And then you corrected yourself with the same wrong thing.
I don't know why I said that. I got all excited. I got fearful from getting fucking corndogged.
Consensual?
I don't know if that counts as corndogging.
No,
but
it was close enough.
Well, did they knee it up
it was
butt?
It was
sort of.
It was kazad up there.
Yeah. She did give it a good fucking, it was a good palm of the nose, without a doubt.
I mean, you say it's not consensual, but like,
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I said something close to that.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
You said consensual, and I don't know what that means. I thought it was consensual.
It was supposed to be.
I mean, if you were judging by the accepting nature of his asshole, I'd say it was very consensual.
Well, but my question is, like, why were your pants down?
They weren't. She
not to be like, what were you wearing?
I was wearing shorts.
Oh.
No, it's a victim blame. Here you go.
How much fatter I was. Holy shit.
There's something huge.
I started.
What? I saw something huge. No. I saw that. I saw that. I'm not doing that.
What?
I know fucking way. There's no way that's going to happen.
Better I am. Oh,
there's
God.
No way. What I saw that.
But she already had it as crack.
Here it goes.
You'll see how serious it gets.
This is the end of the SDR show. Last episode.
Is it in?
No. Stop.
Nah. fucking, I was bleeding.
I
did it go up your ass?
She banged.
I was fucking bleeding.
She banged it up my
she
ass.
Fucking,
well, wait, it did go in your ass.
Yeah.
One Mississippi.
How's that not a drop?
Mississippi.
Jesus Christ, that was wild. I
she
literally was,
rammed it up my ass.
Wow. Yeah.
That was like a crime.
It was.
That's awful.
It wasn't like a crime.
No, that wasn't a crime at all, dude.
That was rough.
No. I'd go to court for her.
I literally was bleeding.
I go, you got to look. First of all, he was asking for that.
Yeah, I was. I said, please do it.
Yeah.
You and could then, tell. You could tell I was really into it.
Dude, you were so into it. You're into aggro play.
That was painful. Jesus Christ.
Did that have lube on it?
No.
There was. Actually, there was. And let me
see. There wasn't.
Absolutely, there was. And Ralph, you liked it a little bit. You wrestle with that.
We
every
dated
day.
For 6 months afterwards.
Just you and the butt plug.
Me and the butt plug.
Yeah.
Oh man, that was rough. By the way, also one other thing you said, you did a.
That wasn't even the craziest thing that girl did that night.
No.
She was also screaming the N-word outside.
Yeah. And got a huge Trump tattoo.
Yeah.
It was wild.
She
was
that night?
No, but
no, that.
And then part of why I think she did it is Jay was saying how I was campaigning for Biden.
Oh, yeah.
So she...
I said Trump's super, Ralph super liberal.
Yeah, she was just trying to get her to hate me.
Dude.
And I think she took out her aggression.
Ralph just says open the borders.
Yeah, yeah, so that was painful. That was really painful.
No.
You said a big turn on for you was there was some time where two guys, you convinced them to making out in a threesome scene.
Yes. I didn't convince them. They just did
it. So they were bi.
Yeah.
You don't convince people to do that.
Here
was the thing. She said they weren't bi.
Convinced them.
Because she says they weren't bi. That's why.
But they... No, they...
Convince AJ to kiss Ralph.
You don't have to convince me.
Go on.
They
Justin wants to be convinced. Look how much he's leaning in. Convince me to kiss a guy.
There's like a running joke with these two performers that...
They're gay.
They do so many like threesomes and like DPs together that they should just lean in and kiss one day. And they did it one time, like at the X-Biz Awards as a joke. And then I asked them, well, I didn't ask them, but I mentioned to them that I really liked it when they did that on stage. And, you know, I cheered really loud when I saw them do that.
Okay. And it was in the heat of a scene and they're like, fuck it, let's do this.
Yeah. It was great.
Dude, she gets so turned on by two guys. Just kiss AJ.
But you kissed, was it Lewis?
Yeah.
And that was just for the funny.
Oh, yeah.
At least these guys got it laid.
No. The funny was better. It made Dave so upset.
I saw that.
It's the funniest.
You guys both also kissed Hugh Hunter.
We did both kiss Hugh Hunter.
Oh, I mean, you kissed him, but I kissed that motherfucker.
No, I had his fucking wiener in my
What?
Remember, it was over the underwear, but I put his wiener in my mouth.
Oh, no, that was a different guy.
No, that was him, I think.
No, that was the little Hispanic guy at Skankfest. You had to do that.
Oh, was that what that was?
Yeah.
I get confused.
Yeah, you wished it was that guy.
I wish it was you.
Dude, you wished that guy put his dick in
your
mouth.
I know. You know what? I'm sorry. That was off camera. That was a whole other thing.
How many times has this happened?
Obviously, at least.
I've been kissed by a guy three times.
Have you?
Yeah.
Lewis?
Lewis.
Hugh Hunter.
Hugh Hunter. And then
your stepdad.
My stepdad. No, when I was on tour with Korn, one of the guys in that 2 Cents band, the opening band, kissed me. I mean, definitely going into like be funny, but it was awkward as hell.
Wait, so both of you decided not to stop? Or he leaned
forward? No, we stopped. It wasn't like a fucking
makeout sesh,
but it was just like an on the lips, definitely a little open mouth. But it was him doing it to
That's
me.
Hot.
And, I just took it like a bitch.
Yeah. The night that
Jay Wendell. Handsome fellow, though.
The night we did that at the... Was that 2A that we did that show? That was when we
went
2A, get it?
I found the moment that Jay kissed him for so far.
Let's see.
Oh, I don't even remember this.
Wow, he was good-looking motherfucker. Jesus.
Very good-looking.
It's only hot to me if it's a straight guy who doesn't want to.
Wow, it's great that you found this, Shannon.
Get over here, Hugh.
Get over here, you late. I'm wait. Microphone. I want to see from this angle.
I'm making a lot of noise right here.
Oh, that's longer than I remember.
That guy's really hot.
He's a good-looking motherfucker.
He is.
Oh, and that's the girl that raped my asshole.
Payne Sinclair. Yeah. That was before she fucked your ass. Yeah.
Wow, that's a good picture.
I look for the other one.
That was before you were. That's before you were walking around with a fucked ass.
That's so much wider.
That's how I describe. That's where I describe where you go. It goes, hey, I'm going to Florida this week. I go, yeah, you're going there with a fucked ass.
All right. So what I was told was that you are somewhat. You are an advocate for AI and porn, right?
Yes.
And explain why, because this leads into the game we're playing tonight.
So I advocate for it because I think performers themselves can get ahead on, you know, branding their own likeness as an AI, and it's going to make custom porn
privates that OnlyFans girls make a shit ton of money on. Mm-hmm. You can now bang them all out giving an AI. They'd make me do this.
Now, I have to, because this could be an age thing. Cause that doesn't appeal to me, because something about, like, I've never cared about, like, Taylor Swift getting gangbanged by the Chiefs pictures, and was like, I just know it's not real, so that takes something away from it.
I think it's a
but
Zoomer
thing. But do you think, yeah,
a
younger generation would be like, I don't give a shit. Like, I'll jerk off to, if I don't care. If it looks like Taylor Swift's getting gangbanged, I'll watch it.
I thought the OnlyFans people are doing it and not telling the customer.
I think legally you definitely have to disclose that it's AI at this point still.
I thought it was just a great way. Like, if you have 400
Why have you not been telling people that your tasteful nudes are fake?
If you had, 100 fucking private requests, you could bang them all out in 5 minutes. I didn't know you had to tell them. That sucks. That changes the whole business model to me.
Dude, yeah. I'm gonna do a knockoff of Josie's Instagram page and just put my head AI over every one of her fucking pictures.
An idea that I thought of too late was that just we should have...
smiles.
Because we're going to play a game where we're watching deep fake porn. We have to guess if it's fake or if it's real. Mm-hmm. But then someone...
Those will be fake.
We don't know.
The ones of my head on Josie's body will be fair. Yeah.
But someone suggested the last one should have been you and I fucking, but I thought about it too late. That's funny. But someone, Scotty suggested it.
Is it real?
You don't have to go AI, because that picture that you drew is already the perfect artistry of that.
That is a good one.
Don't go any further than that.
If ever there was a good depiction of me just giving you the biz.
That's a good one.
And in this picture...
I'm loving it.
Loved it.
Yeah, I don't think Shannon can pull that up. But
I do feel like it's only fair that I show, sorry, Dawkins is barking, that I only share Ralph also making out with him. So I just
found it. Oh, yes, it is.
It's good that you found that so quickly, Shannon.
No, it took a little bit.
Huh. Look at Dave cheerleading.
This is the best thing ever.
I mean, he's a good looking dude. All right, I'm in there. I'm fully. Oh, that's more
than
Dave.
Whoa.
You had your arms stretched out to him like a baby wanting to be picked up.
That was very passionate.
That was good.
Did it feel passionate?
Well, yes. I said it was good.
You got hard.
He's a good-looking fucker.
Yeah, that's why you got hard.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, for subscribers, that's Behind the Paywall, episode 146, if you want to watch the whole thing.
Reminds me, we need to do a live episode again. It's been a while, so that'd be fun. So now Shannon is going to show us...
Wait, we never figured out why she's Corndog Princess.
Oh, you're right. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Princess I get, because that's like your name.
If I said that, Jay would shit on me, but if you say it's fine.
Yeah.
What?
Princess, I called her a princess. You're like, oh, here's Ralph.
She's a girl.
Well, no, her name, like Hime, is that's Japanese for princess.
You know. Oh,
hey, I watched a lot of anime growing
up. That's great.
Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's like you put it on the end of the name. So, like, they'll do, like, Chan or Kun or Sama. Or,
whoa,
like,
what was that second one?
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, Josie.
Yos.
Whoa.
My bad.
Someone's been living in Philly too long. Whoa.
Can you, by the way, not only
Carroll County, Maryland,
Corn Dog Princess, but where did you get your actual name? Hime, because that's Japanese and you're not.
Yeah. Oh, God. To be honest, I've pretty much outgrown that stage name by now, because I chose Hime Marie just as a fun little cam girl name, because I wanted something cute, fun, e-girl, ooh-woo sort of thing. And, I just kind of stuck with that name for shooting porn and sort of wish that I hadn't, but I've been doing this for 6-7 years. I've made my bed. I'm going to lay in it and be Hime Marie forever, and that'll probably be on my tombstone.
What's your dream? Have you thought about, like, what's your dream one you wish you would have now?
I would just use my real first name because it's really pretty.
Okay. It's Shime.
Yeah, it's Shime.
Do people that don't look you up call you Jaime or Haima or whatever?
All the time.
Yeah, I would imagine.
All the time.
I wasn't sure until I started watching. He's like, how do you actually fucking say the name?
Well, thank you.
And it was like, is a guy going to fuck her in the ass? He may. That's how I remembered it.
But where does the corn dog come from?
So corn dog, that was just, that's actually my Instagram account from high school. I've had five, sexy. Six, seven Instagram accounts with like anything Hime Marie just usually gets automatically banned right away from Instagram. So I logged into my old high school Instagram account. All my friends from high school or majority of them were still there. And I thought, well, this is going to be a test of who the true friends are here, because I'm just going to start posting all this really slutty stuff. And
that, man, I'm so bummed.
See what happens.
And Ralph, you too. That miss. Yeah, that's a clap for me, please, AJ. Shannon, please. Do we have another Ralph?
Wait, I have the game queued up. One second.
Damn it.
It's going to be too late now, but
it's
I'll
okay.
still do it.
He may speaks. I want to rock.
That's where. Oh, I thought you had something else after that.
I did, but I forgot.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, pothead. So you're old. At some point, you were loving corn dogs, and that's where it came from. It was a high school account.
Yeah. Actually, it was my friend who came up with that name, but she kind of let me steal it because she said something really stupid about I want to be the corn dog princess in the corn dog castle. I was like, that's great. Can I use that as my Instagram name? And she said, yeah.
I do remember what it was. It's got to bum us both out that we're just too old to be in a time where somebody went to high school with, at some point a few years later, is going to start just posting their pornography on the thing. You go,
yeah, never happened.
What? This is so awesome.
Yeah, that would never happen. Yeah.
It wasn't straight up porn, but it was very...
It was letting them know.
It was very ass-centric pictures. Lots of pictures of my ass.
Were there friends of yours from high school like, this is not for me, I defriended you?
Oh, yeah. There was definitely a handful, but honestly, most of them don't seem to care.
Have you thought about maybe putting up pictures of your ass dressed as Super Mario?
Hey, you guys can do a collab.
You know,
do you would like Josie to mend some outfits for your ass?
Yeah. How much fabric do you need for an asshole?
Maybe
probably
a BB-8?
I am all for
cosplay. Is it your asshole?
My asshole,
need
we need a lot. It's gotten much wider as of that episode.
I'm all for cosplay. Can I just not be Mario? Because his hat's really stupid, and I've never liked his hat.
That's
damn.
Yeah.
So something else.
All right. So Shannon, explain the game, please.
So we have 10 rounds if we make it through the 10 rounds. But I have some porn clips. Some of them are deep fake. Some of them are real. And we're going to see who can guess the most correctly. And if you guys guess correctly, you don't have to do anything. If you guess incorrectly, you either remove an article of clothing or you take a shot.
Fair enough. I know which one I'm doing. Before we go any further, it just came in. We now have our merch store back open. If you go to thestrshow.com, this is a hoodie. Very nice.
Great.
Can you see it on camera?
I have the black one of that.
There we go. And then look at this. This is like, hold on.
I love that.
You can take that one. It's triple X, actually, I think.
I don't wear triple X, dickhead.
I'm just saying. This one is sex, drugs. Can you get that in there? Sex, drugs, and rock and roll emojis.
I like that.
And then lastly, the old sex, drugs, and rock and roll hat. There we go. If you go to thestrshow.com/merch, it's all available now.
I want that hoodie in a smaller size. I really like
this one. Did you ever wear red, Jay, or no?
Yeah.
It's always black hoodies.
Yes, his Wu-Tang hoodie.
Take that.
What is it?
It's two or three. I didn't see it. My eyes suck.
I get tall ones, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well,
take this shit.
Do you want either
get
hat?
The fuck out of my face.
You want that?
I don't wear snapback hats, dog.
Anybody? All right.
Yo, why don't you learn about your boy?
All right, Shannon. You ready?
Yeah. Okay, so here's the first one. All right.
Oh.
Oh, look at that mess that I made all over your dick with my throat. Being slobbering all over it like a sloppy little slut.
Real.
No, definitely deep fake.
No, that's
fake.
Definitely fake.
That's like Anne Hathaway or something.
Is it? I just think the eyes look dead to
me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you're going real.
I think it's fake.
Fake.
Ralph?
I think it's fake.
Chan?
The answer is it is fake and it is Anne Hathaway.
Whoa.
Ooh. I can show you it again if you want to see a little more.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm not good at recognizing faces. Her eyes are dead.
I am, but I wouldn't think that was Anne Hathaway.
I just feel there's not emotion in her eyes.
Or light.
That's a nice cock, though.
Sick dick, dude.
Yeah, that's a good one.
No doubt.
I don't think Anne Hathaway looks anywhere near that good naked, though.
All right, Shannon, you want us to jerk off?
Yeah.
Take your shot.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Do you have a... Is this yours right here in front of me? This one's mine.
Sure.
There's nothing in it. Okay.
Can I have that White Claw, Josie?
Okay. Like Shannon, peach? By the way, you have 10 of them. I'm going to ask you a question before we go any further. Mm-hmm. Do you think that we're going to know pretty well, even though Jay stunk at it already, or you think that some of them are very difficult?
So I think I've proven that I always think that I make this too easy, and then it's never that, so I'm not a good judge.
Okay,
of
fair
this.
Enough. That's true. All right, next one. Second. By the way, all these are going to have to be completely out for YouTube. It's wild how good the tracking is, though. That is pretty wild.
Your dick.
I don't know.
Like, I just realized I've never even seen it.
Real.
I feel that's real.
Big, I don't know.
Really? The glasses look maybe fake, though. The way she moved the glasses, it looked a little weird.
I'm seeing the dents in the stuff.
The glass looked a little weird.
The glare on the ass with the oil.
I think it's just her face that's weird.
Her face looks more in focus than the rest of the video.
Yeah, that's what's weird.
It's HD, guys.
Her face looks a little weird.
Just her face?
I can also see the ridge of that guy's dickhead outside of his foreskin.
So I'm going to say it's real because I'm pretty sure I recognize who that is.
I think it's fake because her glasses...
Her name's Darlene. She works at a Trader Joe's in my house.
Her glasses moved weird. I'm going fake.
Okay.
I was so sure it was fake, but now I'm leaning towards real.
And Jay?
I'm going to say
real. I said real.
So two reals, two fakes.
No, I'll say real.
I'm the only one now on fake.
The answer is it's real.
Fuck.
and just a suggestion to Hime, maybe don't give them your rationale of your answers.
Oh, shit.
Because they're
okay.
All...
Yeah, I was in that scene.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. All right, no more hints.
I realize that she has a significant advantage over us.
I mean, we didn't even recognize Anne Hathaway.
Yeah. No.
That's bad.
I just went by dead eyes.
Yeah.
I wasn't looking for like a celebrity thing.
No, I didn't think that either. But that's pretty wild. All right, next. The glasses moved weird in that last one. It just looked weird.
It really did look
strange.
The video looked weird.
It was very high def.
I also thought, by the way, stupid thinking, Shannon's not going to do one of each right off the top. There's no way.
So you always try to figure it out that way. And there, it could be literally
Shannon.
Any order. It's so dumb that you do that.
Stop grooming Shannon.
All right, now that's me in the back, so I kind of know this one. Oh, wait. That was hard to say because she's off the whole fucking time.
I can skip forward a little.
Oh, wait. That looks pretty real. Wow.
I can't tell. Her face looked kind of weird.
Yeah.
I don't speak Asian, so...
I'm going to say fake. Her face looked a little just odd.
That's
it was
Asian.
Also...
That's
her
Asian.
Face was kind of like out of the frame for most of
it. Yeah, that's Asian.
Asians are known for keeping their face out of the frame.
Her face was a little bit flat. That's Asian.
She had a high-pitched like...
I'm going to say fake.
Fake, you say? He may?
Yes, fake.
Fake, Jay?
Real.
I'm going to go with Hime because she's been right both times. I'm going to say it's fake.
Okay, the answer is it is fake.
Oh, thank God.
That is Black Pink is whoever the celebrity's face is over
there. It's a singer, I see.
That's you, right?
Were all the AIs just celebrities?
Yeah, I tried to pick ones that like I at least didn't know. So
I didn't know who that was.
You guys won't pick it up.
I'm going to do it.
Shannon, you don't know who Anne Hathaway is?
Yeah, drive.
No, that one, no one knew except for Hime.
You know who that was?
Yeah.
She said Anne Hathaway.
No, that one. I thought this one.
Oh, this one, no.
She's a K-pop girl.
Oh, BP? Next.
Maybe also I suggest that Hime goes last.
No, that's a good idea. Hime go last.
Keeps stealing her answers.
Shut up, Shannon.
Ralph does that to me, too.
Well, yeah, Hime, Josie, I should have told both of you guys. Ralph's a complete piece of shit, cheater, scumbag.
Yeah, but not just that.
No,
like,
I got that. I
by the
got
way,
that just
in all aspects of life, not just on
right,
yeah, no,
nice
no, I'm
make
with
sure
you. Yeah.
Everyone's on the same page, then I'm good.
Hime knew that coming in, by the way. We talked outside. She's very well aware.
Gotcha.
Fake.
No, I didn't think that.
There's no soft dicks that big. Fake.
Wait, not that her face is moving too well. There's no fucking way this is fake. There's no way. I'm going real 100%.
It's real.
Real. This I'm saying real.
There's an iPhone in the back.
I say real.
That would be a lot of programming.
That's real.
Also make them filming themselves.
Well, a deep fake is like real porn.
Yeah, it's just a
superimposing
it's just
face.
A face. That's
so I'm just looking if this is a celebrity
face,
or
yeah.
not.
Yeah, not a celebrity, but just like the face has to be.
Oh, that's Juliana Margulies.
I'm saying real. I'm in on real. I went first, Shannon, so I can't cheat.
Is that Margaret Thatcher? That was Margaret Thatcher.
That was Margaret Thatcher.
I'm going real.
I'm going to say real.
I said real, right?
I don't know.
I think it's real as well. I think it's real. I don't see why it wouldn't be.
If that's fake, that's crazy.
Sorry, I'm trying to. Justin's talk. Justin was giving his opinion.
Justin came in for
that. What's your answer?
I think we all
said
real.
We all said real.
Okay. The answer is real.
Okay. So nobody does anything that round.
Everyone stay still.
One second. You know, at this rate, we're never getting He May Naked.
Wait, that was far.
I've even forgot that was the thing that was going to happen.
Yeah, I'm just focused on the game.
Okay, here is the fifth one. My mic is on, Justin.
That's my mom and sister.
Wow.
Fake. Real.
Oh, wait, so the girl on the right looks real, but the girl on the left looks fake to me.
Yeah, I agree with that.
No one gets their dick sucked by two chicks. Fake. No one has that much. No one's above dick is that flat. Bullshit. Where's this guy's fupa?
Wait a minute. That's weird because the way they did, her saliva came out of her mouth.
It's real.
I don't know. I feel the girl on the left seems weird.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I'm going.
I'm going to say fake.
But
still would be fake. It's fake. I'm saying fake.
I'm saying real.
You can go now. We all chimed in.
It's real.
Shit. She knows? I feel like she knows the scene.
Yeah, the answer is it is real.
God damn it.
It was me.
That was you?
I was the girl on the left.
Wasn't I? Had no idea.
Is that
me.
You do that on purpose.
For real?
Yeah, that's me on the left.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's hilarious.
That's me.
Damn, I'm so bad at recognizing
faces. I don't even recognize her.
That's me and Melissa Stratton.
Wait. Oh, Melissa's done the show. God damn it, we're so stupid.
Melissa's been on the show too? My God.
That's not you.
That's me and Melissa.
Suck Ralph's dick. Wait, I won't be able to tell. Ralph's dick's too small. I need your mouth open, my own. Ralph's penis can get
she's a hottie also. God damn it. Now I hate myself.
Mind is just blown.
I can't do another
shot.
I'm going to pass out.
I knew it was real.
Okay, so Ralph and Josie have to drink.
I did a shot.
Josie, where's your shot?
Oh, I'm doing this.
Here. I'm not drinking your backwash,
Jay.
Yeah,
that's right.
I didn't do this one yet.
Put Jay in his place.
Okay.
All right. Wow. What are the odds? Shannon picked her.
I had no idea. It was just the front page of
that
site.
Scene went so viral. I mean, it's a great scene. It's very hot.
Yeah.
But I can see why.
Shannon, you probably have to watch so much porn for this job.
I had to give everybody a disclaimer today, and I'm like, just letting you know, my computer screen is going to be just porn for the next hour.
Shannon, by the way, just on our text messages alone can own this company.
It's pretty bad.
You're really the unsung hero of Gas Digital.
Thank you, Josie.
We sing.
Here's the next one.
Fake. She wants me to take care of her. Is that why? Because she wants to take care of her, it has to be fake?
Yeah, no woman wants to take care of you.
That's a big pee hole, by the way. His pee hole is really big.
Yeah, what's with that foreskin?
Why are you looking at the pee hole?
Yeah,
that's a big pee hole.
I'm not even like, I'm so focused in on this game, I don't even notice that there's a dick in half of these.
I feel
that's
definitely
guys are
real.
Like,
I feel it's definitely real.
Well, that dick hole's where I think
that dick hole's real, too. I think it's real. Oh, wait. The ending made me feel fake.
Well, what's your answer? I'm saying fake.
The blink was weird, wasn't it?
I'm going in on fake. It just the ending looked weird to me. Fake.
Jay
fake.
Real.
Real. Two fakes are real.
I think it's real.
Okay, hold on. Hold on 1 second.
They go, it's actually also me.
Hold on. Sorry, guys.
1, 2, 3. AJ's doing something.
Okay.
Understanding his signals.
Tell me one more time your guesses, Ralph.
It's three fakes and a real.
But you have to tell me each one.
Ralph is fake.
Okay.
Jay is fake.
Okay.
Awesome.
I'm actually the realest bitch in this house.
Josie, but no, I said it's real.
Oh, you said real, and you said...
I said it's real.
Real. 2 and 2.
The answer is it's real.
Hey. Fuck me!
There's no chance anyone's going to beat her.
I can't do another shot.
I'll just do a White Claw sip then.
By the way, we did that... we did a power hour last week. We didn't record after that, I don't think, right?
No.
Yeah, but Jesus Christ, I'm the only one who I had a triple alcohol. It was 2 point something, right? Almost triple the limit, right? 2.6.
I left stone sober. I threw up at the end.
God damn it!
It's good, but Ralph's breath alcohol test was higher than mine, and he's like three times my size.
Because I'm a puss. That's why. All right, next one. Fake. This better be fake. She, her eyeglasses look bizarre to me.
Her hair looks kind of weird, actually.
Yeah. I mean, you're not allowed to make a program retard, are you?
This doesn't look like a porn, but I guess that's the whole idea.
Oh,
look at his little weenus.
His cute little fucking pecker.
It's so bright red at the top.
Wow, it's like touch his first time being touched. Well, now it looks kind of real.
This porn is just weird. What is this?
No, now it looks fake.
Look having your dick out and a backpack on is crazy.
Look how smooth her skin is, too, though. I feel like it's fake. By the way, is that weird? I should know from going forward, Josie, that a backpack and my dick out's weird?
It's so
that's
weird.
That's really weird.
I gotta take that out of my fucking...
That's really weird.
I think fake.
I feel like it's fake.
I'm going with fake as well. Her hair looked odd.
I feel the eyeglass looked weird. Fake.
Cheyenne?
Josie?
All fake. Yeah, fake.
Yeah, that's correct. It is fake.
Okay, well, we're seeing it. So far,
how many are left?
I think three.
God damn it!
Yeah, three left. And that was let me just tell you the celebrity that one was. Rashmika Mandanna.
How did I not recognize her? That sounds like someone I would date.
She's an actress.
Oh, I'm familiar with her work.
I'm just finding a timestamp here. All right, here's the next one.
Whoa.
Oh, that's Nana Cherry, the girl who sang Buffalo Stance.
Wow, that's really in there.
That looks so much like a girl I work with. It's insane.
This part?
I don't... That part.
Uh-huh. Well, the weird thing is that her face is not in it that much.
Let me find a little bit.
That ass is real. Hello.
Yeah, I'm going with real.
I mean, well, that's shaved, weird.
The shaved dick hairs...
What's weird about shaved dick hairs?
No, I think it's real.
Oh. No, but I'm just going by her face. Ooh, that looked a little weird.
Is the face the only thing that would
yes.
be AI?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's a real porn scene that they're putting someone else's face on.
They superimpose or quote-unquote deep fake the face.
Then it's fake. That's Nana Cherry from Buffalo Stance. You looking good today? You looking good?
Where are you, Josie?
It's fake.
I'm going to say real just to be a contrarian.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I think it looks real.
Oh.
I would say.
The answer is, it is real.
Damn.
I'm happy, but yet he may not getting naked, so I'm not happy.
What was it, Jay and Josie? What were you? Yeah, yours?
We got it wrong.
Yeah, okay, we both said it was fake.
Got it.
So what's the score right now? Because we have to do first for two people.
Okay, yeah. So he may has them all, right? Ralph Jesus has Christ. 1, 2, okay. 3, 4, 5.
Damn, I'm good at this.
Jay has 4.
I thought six. This would be
Josie
harder.
Has 6.
Oh, wow. The girls are winning.
We just lost anyway.
Yeah, no way. We want to make this last one double points or something.
We have 2 left.
Okay. So let's see if we can get them both through.
Like Final Jeopardy? I bet all my points.
Yes, let's put all our points.
1 second. Okay, here's the next one.
Oh, but I don't want to get in trouble for cuddling with my mommy.
Oh, God.
Oh, I just, it's so
weird.
Much.
I said the same thing like 2 days ago with a girl.
No.
Sure.
Well, that was a quick jump. I feel it looks fake to me. Her eyes look fake.
I'm going with fake.
It is, by the way, fake or real, it really is well done.
If you're not looking for it, it can fool you.
I think it's fake.
Yeah.
Fake.
Something
ass
about
bitch,
the eyes.
Fake's all around, Shannon.
Do we all say fake?
Everyone's fake? Okay. That is, it is fake.
Okay. So now this is the way it should work for the last round. You can bet as many of your points as you want.
All of those. That's what?
Has to do with that because maybe she doesn't want to. Maybe she holds on to her points because she's so far ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That would be the smart strategy to win the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
How about what's the score, Shannon?
Okay. So
7-5.
It's one more, Ava. We all got that one.
She got 10 or
9. You got 9. So if we make this worth 5 points.
Mm.
Everybody has a shot of
winning. What? I like it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay, here's the last one.
Okay.
Watch it be the easiest one.
It would have to be 6 points. It would have to be 6 points for me.
I'm going to skip forward a little.
No, you don't have to skip at all. That's going well.
Oh.
Well, that looks... The nose looks weird to me.
Oh, that's Orlando Bloom. Legolos. I know Legolos.
That's a fucking
I know Legolos BBC
talk.
Anal pornography when I see it. Oh, Mordor.
It just drips out of my ass.
Oh, it's a very.
It does just drip.
I like
out
that
of her
she narrated
ass.
It for yeah. deaf people. That's cool. Nice.
It just dripped out of her ass. I'm going real.
No,
I don't
looked,
know.
Her nose looked weird
yeah.
to me.
Yeah, there were fake.
I was
like glitching out a little bit.
Yeah, I'm gonna
balls,
say
if you're
fake.
Saying fake, I'm still going with real.
Okay. I'm saying fake as well.
I'm going real.
Jay's the only real.
Jay has a chance to win this.
He does.
We all do.
The answer is it's fake.
Oh.
So I didn't win.
You did not.
Correct. Anticlimactic.
Anticlimactic. And he may say he's fully clothed the whole time.
That is hilarious. She didn't.
Knows,
she got to put more clothes on. If you got every one right, you had to put clothes on, you'd be very hot right now. Just be wearing
you know,
a winter
I'm
jacket.
I'm a very charitable person, so, you know, I might change my mind later.
All right, well, later, so we got about 6 minutes
Well,
left.
There's no later. We got to do the questions. Don't worry about
it.
This, you know what? This drives business to the porn videos. We showed you. They saw you naked. They saw you gobbling.
They actually did. They saw me gobbling.
Yeah, you did a good
dick.
Job.
Thank
Kudos.
You. Thank you.
All right, Shannon, hit the first.
And not stingy with the friend.
No, no. And she was on the show with the...
The friend was only on the balls.
Yeah.
That's everyone, how it should be.
It's how good teams work. Role Wait. Players.
You take the high road, I'll take the low road. The name of the show is The SCR Show, Sex, Drug, and Rock and Roll Show. We've asked every guest this since the dawn of the show. Your first experience with all three. Starting with rock and roll, Josie, the first concert you ever went to because you, Josie, wanted to go to the concert. You weren't dragged there by someone else. Like your father or an older brother or whatever, what concert was that?
Well, my first like concert was Ozfest 96, but I was born in 95, so like, but I would have wanted to go to that. But the first one that I
Not
was like,
one.
That's the one I want is Hilary Duff 2004.
Wow, what a 180
oh,
on that
amazing.
Choice. Hilary Duff 2004.
Yeah.
So you were 9.
I was.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's adorable. You?
I went to Fall Out Boy in 2008 or 9.
One of those guys has been
it's
on
like
the show.
It's like prime Fall Out Boy.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Who was on the show, Shannon, from Fall Out Boy? I forget.
I have to look up the members.
I don't remember, but somebody was. Somebody from the show was on. How old were you, you said?
I think I was like 13 or 14, but actually the very first concert I ever wanted to go to when I was 12 was Marilyn Manson, and my parents said... Absolutely not.
Oh, that's funny. Was it a conservative family?
Oh, yeah.
That's adorable.
I'm going to meet him in 2 months.
Really?
Yeah.
Because of...
Chris Kale.
Yeah, because of Kale from Five Finger.
Yeah, he's going to say he's going to let me meet him.
Because they're touring together.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
Joe Troman, I believe. Yeah. Keyboard player.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Troman.
He used to call the house a lot. It was very weird.
Yeah,
yeah. It was a strange relationship.
Marilyn Manson?
I'll bring it up to him.
That's
you used to call your house?
Well, so we've talked about this a lot on the show, but my ex-girlfriend was his ex-girlfriend. So they stayed friends.
You did 5 minutes at the top of the show about your phlegm and your nasal stuff. And you now
we've
at the end are
that.
Saying Marilyn Manson
been,
called your house?
It's
from
been
then.
It's
from
been,
then.
Yeah.
It's been. From like then.
Yeah.
This isn't like now. This isn't
well,
phlegm,
that's
Ralph.
The cool,
that's still
yeah.
pretty.
I used to be pretty
that's
cool.
still a pretty big deal.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And my ex was a was going to be a... character witness on the trial that now didn't happen because everything got thrown out pretty much.
Mm.
Yeah. That's why I can publicly meet him.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's fine. And it shows that now that like now it's public knowledge that all most of those girls were like coerced.
I go,
into
you till you show me in a court of law where I can't meet him.
All right, now the first drug you ever did after weed, unless weed wasn't your first drug.
I did cocaine in Costa Rica.
You know, that's fucking cool as shit. Cause,
no, it's not. That's horrible.
Why is it
supposed to do cocaine?
Why not? Not in Costa Rica?
Dude, that fucking rips.
Costa Rica is a good place
to do it. I did coke in Colombia, and it wasn't as good as the coke in Costa Rica.
Oh. The coffee and the chocolate in Costa Rica is also supposed to be very good.
And the trans.
Yeah, that's what you go for.
go for the coffee. Stay for the trans.
How old were you?
25.
Okay.
And it didn't do, like, everybody was doing it, and they were all like... so up, and I was just like, I just feel really chill, and that's how we figured out I have ADHD.
No,
so,
yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, that's what
it
happens.
Just
same thing
me.
With what's the drug that you take when you want to calm down?
Coke,
yeah.
Heroin.
What was it, Shannon?
Opiates.
Were you gonna say Adderall?
Adderall. Yeah, Adderall. Yeah, that's what it.
Well, that's what it's prescribed for.
Exactly,
yeah.
Yeah. And you?
I did ecstasy in. I was 22 or 23, and it was. Not very good ecstasy. It made me feel like I was going to crap my pants and I had so much anxiety and I felt good for a little while, but the next day,
depressing.
Not good.
And also, has Molly pretty much replaced ecstasy across the board nowadays?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. You don't really get, it's like what you call Quaaludes now don't really exist.
I know. I heard, right? I would have loved that. Though.
Right. So because so now that's the story, right? That it's just,
everyone says I would have loved Quaaludes.
Why can't you get it? Can't somebody figure out the chemical makeup of Quaaludes? Yeah,
we have to have some kind of a weird fucking fan who can make Quaaludes. Yeah. And put whatever in it. I trust you.
Get it, no,
and
wait.
Just tell me, don't even tell me the ingredients.
Wing
I trust
it.
You intrinsically.
Just fucking wing it. And now the first time you had sex?
I was 16, and it was with a trans person.
Did you know it was a trans person going in?
Yes.
Okay. And it was trans to female or trans to male?
Trans to female.
Okay. And still penis attached?
Yes.
And how old were you?
16.
16. And how old was she?
It.
Too old. 28.
28?
Yeah.
That's a...
That was not good.
That's illegal.
I don't want to sit like...
They were freaky and a piece of shit.
I always, you know, the Republicans are like, oh, they're all groomers, and I always want to speak out against that, and I'm like, oh, but she was.
She was a groomer.
Yeah, real bad.
That's bad.
So, I mean, yeah. Like, I was 16. Actually, in Maryland, where I'm from, like, that's totally... That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 16's legal.
Yeah, 16's, okay. Like, totally legal, but...
I'm moving to Maryland.
It's a real dock town.
Yeah.
It's a real dock fisherman's town.
Is that, it's got to be one of the youngest consent states in the country.
I think there's some that are 14, which is bananas and awful.
But I think those are
you might as well get married when you're 14.
In Maryland, you can have sex at 14 or 15 as long as it's with somebody within 4 years.
Right, the Romeo and Juliet laws.
But there's some where it's like, you're 14, there's grass on the field, play ball, okay. Which is... Nasty.
Can I ask a silly question? Yeah. Was there penetration?
Yes. Okay, just curious. It wasn't good, but there was.
Were there boobs?
Kind of. A cups.
Okay. Mm.
A cups.
You're painting a lovely picture.
Yeah.
So far, it sounds like fucking me.
He may.
Yeah, same. I honestly...
Same trans?
Wow.
What the fuck?
Not the trans thing, but a groomer situation. I was 16 and the person was like 24, 25. Honestly, he was a huge creep as well and really had no business doing what he did with me. But years later, the time that I had sex and I actually like really, really enjoyed it, I was in my early 20s and it was a guy with a really big dick. And that was the first time of me actually having really good, great, phenomenal sex that completely blew my mind.
Same. That's, yeah. Do you two not share?
We did it with the first episode. Yeah. You go to the first episode, that's when we did it. Yeah, back in the, believe it or not, Jay, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
10 years ago, like this month.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's been a good run.
It's good knowing you.
I'm seeing somebody else.
I know you are. At least two other people, from my knowledge.
I see several other people.
Yeah. All right, it's time. First of all, ladies, even though no one got naked, thank you very much for being here.
Even though, okay. I mean, still nice to meet you, I guess.
Yes, it's nice to meet
you. Such a creep.
It's not what I wanted, but... I'm going to have to go hang out with, what was his name? Hunter? What was the guy's name? Hugh Hunter.
You have to whack off to that video.
Whack off to you, Hunter.
Deep kissing him.
So we'll start with you, Hime, all your plugs.
So you can find me on, well, I guess it's called X now, no longer Twitter. It's Hime X Marie. That's HimeXMarie. I'm also, as you already know, corndog_princess on Instagram. And if you are in the New York Times Square area, I'm going to be feature dancing at Sapphire tomorrow night.
Go there and corndog her.
I thought you were going to say, if you're in the Times Square area, come knee me in the ass.
Don't corndog me, but come buy a lap dance from me or something.
Can they buy a corndogging from you?
Yes.
Nice.
If they do want to, if they do want to be
corndogged. You should have set a price right now for corndogs. Lap dance, its own price, blah, blah, to get corndog.
$50
for a corndog.
Yeah, corndogged in the ass.
You should also have some sort of corndoggy, like, trinkets to sign and give to people, I would think. That would be cute.
Usually I just have pictures.
Be a Jewish businessman every 5 seconds.
Can't help it. That's what I do. Josie?
All of my social media is at Josie Marcellino, JOSIEMARCELLINO. I will be at... Shakespeare's in Austin, Texas, this coming Tuesday. I'll be at Vulcan Gas Company this coming Thursday and Sunset Strip Comedy Club, also in Austin, and then Creek in the Cave later this month. And then I'll be in New York or Philadelphia all of June.
If I ever come up with a stupid costume idea for me and Jay together,
I will sew it in a heartbeat.
Oh, I already have a couple ideas. That'd be fun. I like it. Jay?
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. If you're listening live, we've now made the 4 shows in Raleigh 3 shows. So fill those up, fuck faces, you southern fucking bumpkin assholes. Buy tickets.
Damn, the shows I did in Raleigh were sold out.
Whoa.
Fantastic. Well, you're probably doing better than me. I will be in San Jose the weekend after that. Then I'm going to L.A. for the Netflix is a Joke Festival. I'm headlining the Comedy Store May 10th. Come out to that. We're doing Bonfire all week from out there in L.A. So check it out. Yes.
That reminds me, we need to know off air which Wednesdays you're going to be gone. We got to figure that out after this.
Okay. And then, but I'm all over the place. June, last 3 weekends of June, I'm doing Burt Kreischer's Fully Loaded Tour. I'm on every date of that. So if you're going to the Fully Loaded Tour, I'll be there. And a bunch
is that
of
why you were doing your fun
up.
Thing here before? That was those 4, right?
Yeah.
I'm not giving anything away by saying that, I don't think.
No.
Okay.
It's Burt, dude. You have to do stuff. but yeah, it's going to be a very, very fun tour, as always. Burt's the fucking best. So
By the way, I'm going to take the matzo home. I'm going to let you guys know
that.
Is that okay?
Do. I had to make a tiramisu matzo, or a matzo tiramisu, which I've been calling a tiramaju.
I like it.
And I bought more than I needed, so please.
I'll allow it. And that's it. Just buy tickets for the shows.
I saw somebody dunk matzah in water and then use it as a dumpling shell, and I'm going to try that. Shannon, your plugs. Shannon, don't shit on being Jewish.
That sounds disgusting. You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. And if you're a subscriber to Gas Digital, you can watch our exclusive Power Hour episodes. We've had Luis de Gomez, Zach Amico, and the most recent episode with Ralph and Big Jay Oakerson, which they already said Jay vomits at some point.
And also we go like 2 hours, right?
Yes. Ralph gets very drunker than me, and me and Figs get
I feel terrified.
Drunk.
I wasn't funny at all.
I've gotten a lot of comments, and they love it very much.
Well, yeah, okay. People liked it a lot. I even got a good amount of DMs about it. That's nice. Follow me everywhere. I am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast on health and wellness called The Good Sugar Podcast, The Good Sugar Store, is on 3rd Avenue at 69th Street. I was there yesterday. It is so busy in there. It is pretty wild. I'm very happy. It's vegan food, no single-use plastics. Go there, eat a good meal, and do something good for the environment. And if you want to join us, we are... Why are you making fun of me?
Stupid Earth Day pitch is hilarious. Come, do good.
Do good to everybody.
If hey, hippies, welcome.
We're doing the Spartan race together. It is June 22nd. I think it's about 20 people.
Dude,
it's 5K. Jay's not doing it, but he's a puss.
You fucking mind, dude? Why am I eating all these raw eggs every morning?
Shannon's doing it.
I know. Me and her have been training together.
I think AJ said he's doing it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Me and him every Wednesday.
I bet
you
Justin Silver
steps.
Could do it, right? You could fucking
absolutely.
Run a fucking...
Absolutely. Me and Justin. Me
it's
and Justin
5K
actually
with 20 obstacles.
I've been actually personal training Justin
obstacles?
For the last couple months.
Not sure.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. But if you want to come, it's $200, but it's free if you come with us. So if you do it with me, it's free.
I personal train
I'll do
Justin.
It.
Justin, show him how your body looks. I've been personal training him real quick.
Look, I gave Hime my disease.
I know. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I gave her my disease.
But yeah, if you want costumes for Halloween.
Costumes for the fucking Spartan race would be fucking great.
Oh my God, let's be an 18-person dragon costume.
I like it.
That would be very
a human
funny
caterpillar.
If I sewed you all together. But no, I mean, Skankfest or Halloween, if ever you want a costume. Just
oh, I already
know
it. Never mind. It's done. Human centipede.
Yeah, you like it? That's what I said.
Oh,
I
wow.
Said,
yeah.
You said caterpillar.
I said human caterpillar?
You said human caterpillar.
Human centipede.
Human caterpillar.
What about Hugh Hunter? Can I go as Hugh Hunter? we add a song to the playlist every week, the strshow.com/playlist, I think, because we talked about them. Let's play some Manson.
I don't know. You can let Josie choose. Listen to her fucking favorite bands.
What is it? Is it rock or is it pop? Is it K-pop?
Mean.
Is it some Japanese nonsense?
These are goodies.
My top 3 favorite bands.
I don't even know the third. I just know 2 of them are...
Are the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
It's not awful.
Nickelback.
Not awful.
What, you out of your mind?
They sold 20 million records.
And the Arctic Monkeys.
Your
thank
favorite.
You. It's objective.
To be your favorite.
I guess favorite is weird. Yeah,
to be your Mount Rushmore.
Favorite's weird.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's funny. That is weird. No. I get that's true. It is weird to be the Mount.
No, I just realized now. I think Ralph loves Nickelback.
I do like Nickelback.
It's such a good band. Thank you,
you like
Ralph.
One song.
I like.
I take back everything
song.
I said about
it. How
you
remind me, that's the one thing.
No, that Rockstar was good. Also,
nope.
I like your pants around
yeah.
your feet.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. Figured you out is what that's called. That's,
it's not good.
It's amazing.
I actually interviewed them, met them a couple times. How about that?
They don't remember you?
No, they don't. Why would they?
Just
they?
For the record, they don't remember you at
play,
all.
Play Figured You Out by Nickelback. Yeah. Fuck Jay.
Fingered you out. Look at that.
I'll finger you out right now. I'll see everyone next time on the SDR show. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
I want to rock, Jenna. Still say please while you're looking up at me. You're like my baby.
hands on your chest. And I like the way you like me best. And I like the way you're not impressed. Why you put me to the test? I like the white stains on your dress. And I love the way you pass the check. And I love the good times that you wreck. The good times that you wreck. But I love your lack of self-respect. While you're passed out on the deck, I love my hands around your neck. Ooh, and now I know who you are. It wasn't that hard just to figure you out. Now I get you are the one. And now I know who you are. It wasn't that hard just to figure you out. Now I get you are the one. But not before. You didn't try. Now for good. And this is it. On your knees, and I like the way you still say please while you're looking up at me. You're like my favorite damn disease. And I hate the places that we go.
Listening to the SDR Show.